Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel filed a petition with the U.S. Supreme Court asking the High Court to review the full merits of the case involving the Maine health care workers. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Holly, this is a continuing litigation on this Maine case. We went to the High Court already one time asking for an emergency injunction pending the filing of the petition for writ of certiorari, what it's called, asking the Supreme Court to review the whole case. We got three justices that agreed that we met all the legal standards. In fact, five of the justices really agreed we met the legal standards for getting such an injunction pending the next phase of this deliberation and review of the case. But two, that is Barrett and Kavanaugh, said, well, they wanted to use their discretion and therefore deny the petition, even though we met all the legal standards and we should have gotten this injunction at the Supreme Court. It was on October 29 when they issued that decision. It was October 29, the final date in Maine that Governor Janet Mills had set aside to terminate all the health care workers that refused, for even religious reasons, to get the COVID shots. So some of them have already been terminated. Obviously, our legal case is still ongoing. I think that we'll prevail at the very end of this. However, for some of the Maine health care workers, saving their jobs for some of them may be too late.
You know, it was really astounding to me what happened, especially with Barrett and Kavanaugh. You know, these shot mandates, you know, point blank, are unlawful. It's illegal. And so why, I don't understand why a court of law would not recognize that, especially the Supreme Court. And I mean, aside from these healthcare workers that have lost their jobs, that have chosen not to listen to what the government wants to do with their bodies and make their health decisions, that's up to us. So it was just really astounding to me that the court wouldn't hear this plea for emergency relief.
Well, like the three justices that filed a dissent, Gorsuch wrote it, joined by Thomas and Alito. They were right on the point.
Oh, yeah. His dissent was excellent.
Very good. And they went through all the different legal standards and said we met all of them. And therefore, this case was raising very significant constitutional questions that result in irreparable harm to these people, and that they should get the injunction pending the court's review on the next phase, which is when we would file the petition for full review. The other two, by the way, Barrett and Kavanaugh, for the church cases, they actually agreed to grant injunctions pending appeal. And what they actually said in those cases is that the injunction that the Supreme Court would give regarding those churches, including our cases that they granted injunctions pending appeal, would be continually in effect pending the final resolution in the Court of Appeals or the filing of a petition for writ of certiorari by the parties to the Supreme Court, if in fact they chose to do that. So it's not unusual. And we ended up asking the court, give an injunction pending the court's subsequent review of the filing of the petition, what is called the writ of certiorari. That's a fancy way to say having the court review the full merits of the case with full briefing and even oral argument. So there's nothing unusual about that, but Barrett and Kavanaugh said, well, they're going to exercise discretion, even though we meet all the legal standards, to not grant it, so therefore we didn't get the five justices. But now what we have done is we have filed the petition for writ of certiorari to review the whole case.
And of course, the case is prime for that because we have a split in the circuits. We have the First Circuit, which governs Maine, denied the injunctive relief, and then the Second Circuit, which governs New York, granted injunctive relief. So there's a split in circuit, which makes it prime for the Supreme Court to make a decision.
Right. The First Circuit actually originally granted injunctive relief, then they reversed themselves and they denied injunctive relief. So the circuit courts are all over the place, mm-hmm. and they're confused, and they're going in different directions. And the bottom line is that some of the lower courts have granted injunctive relief, and some of the lower courts have denied it. And here's the issue. There's really three states that are at issue in this litigation. This case involves Maine. And Maine was the first one of the three to do what it did. And that is the governor issued an order. And that order ultimately said that the healthcare workers needed to receive the COVID shots by a certain date. In this case, it was October 29 for Maine. And if they didn't, they would be terminated. And that the employers could not grant or even entertain requests for religious exemptions. And if they did, they would lose their license to do business. Then New York did the same thing. Then Rhode Island did the same thing. So you have 47 states that are not doing that, and three states that are. And essentially what is happening in Maine or New York or Rhode Island is that indeed what these orders are saying is the federal law doesn't apply. Title VII, which protects employees, doesn't apply in those states. Well, it does apply, and the states can't override federal law. And the states can't override the Constitution, the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. So that's really what the serious legal and constitutional issues present in these very important cases.
But, you know, I keep asking the same question. Since when does a government have the authority to make decisions over people's health care? Can you tell me what kind of shot I'm having, what kind of medicine I need to take, what I need to do? No, the government has no right to intrude upon my personal health decisions, and this is no different.
No, it's no different. And they're telling you that you need to inject something into your body.
Something that is associated with aborted fetal cells.
Now, this is a whole lot different than requiring seatbelts as a requirement to drive on the interstate or the roads.
Right, or a helmet when you ride a motorcycle. Things like that are common sense.
Those are outside of your body, and you're using a particular vehicle, a medium, the road, that ultimately is something that is owned and operated, maintained by the government. But that doesn't equate to injecting something inside your body. They could, you know, if they did this, they could tell you, we're going to require everyone from now on to eat certain vegetables, to eat certain greens, or to refrain from or to eat certain other things. You know, the government's been wrong on a lot of these dietary things. You remember the old triangle thing in terms of your preferred diet?
Oh, the food pyramid that
the food pyramid,
you were told in
all of those,
school?
You know, have been found out to be false.
Well, created by the American Dairy Association. So there's a marketing theme in there.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not opposed to eating more vegetables. I'm all about that.
I know you're good for that. But I'm just telling you, the government has no business doing that. But it has no business requiring you to inject a substance into your body, in this case, an mRNA kind of substance or a DNA substance that actually is experimental, number one. Number two, that violates your religious beliefs. Mm-hmm. And the reason why these people that we represent don't want the shots are several fold, but primarily it's a religious objection because all of these shots used or were developed by and with aborted fetal cell lines.
Right.
And they don't want to have anything to do directly or indirectly with abortion.
Right. And, you know, we've done a previous program talking about the FDA and Pfizer and just the conflict of interest. These people have an interest in making more money. And so you have to look at that, get down to what is the real agenda here.
And these healthcare workers, you know, you would think, well, wouldn't they be the first to line up and get the shots? No, the reason is because, one, they have sincerely held religious beliefs and objections.
Right. And but then two, they're seeing people come in that
exactly,
have gotten the shots. And the adverse effects.
They've seen people who have been injured or died from the shots.
Right.
They've been in the back of the EMS transporting somebody, in the ER, in the hospital room, from somebody who has Guillain-Barré syndrome or whatever it may be, anaphylaxis with allergic reaction,
inflammation,
myocarditis,
heart, shakes, shimmers, all kinds of things that are happening to people.
Death, they've seen all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're telling them that they need to inject in their bodies things that they've actually seen in person that's causing harm? And the numbers, by the way, are startling more than what you think. because the media does not want you to know about it.
Yeah, even if you go on the VAERS report, I mean, I think that's only like 1% of the reported cases, so you can multiply that by many more than
what
you see.
It's startling, the numbers. It's startling. You know, right now the VAERS report is about ready to break through. It's right at the million mark, a million adverse events, and that's just a fraction of reality. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website. Continue to pray for this case in Maine before the U.S. Supreme Court and many of our other cases. LC.org. That's LC.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at LC.org. where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.